I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Let's see. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Vinny Side Piece. Tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, all 105. That is an hour of classic and heavier alternative music that Vinny hosts once a week, every Thursday. And I see, I always see you post your playlists and stuff, so people can check that out on your Instagram.
And I was in communication with our Jane yesterday, throwing
it's
out
Jane
suggestions for the show. Oh boy.
No, I can't sing along with anything anymore, Vinny. I would love to, believe me.
Oh, why can't you?
Because then when it's on the air, I'm like, I'm off. I don't like it. Back
all
to
right.
you.
But you're in sync in your own headphones, though.
I am in sync in my own headphones.
Yeah, we're okay with that. Just let it rip.
No, I'm sure you are okay with that. I'm not okay with that.
All right.
I want it to sound amazing. Anyway,
we want you happy, Sarah.
Thank you.
So anyway, we were working on some songs and some surprises, so it should be a really fun hour this Thursday night, 7 to 8. On Alt 105. Meet you there.
I'm going to start with George Floyd, who was laid to rest in his hometown of Houston yesterday. I did watch a little of this. I'm not one to sit and watch a funeral. I actually feel sort of guilty about not watching more of it. And I'm not sure who the speaker was, but it was toward the beginning of it. And he was saying for about 10 minutes straight, he was saying, everybody, please, we have to the thing needs to proceed to the next step by X time. So everybody, please stick to the 2-minute rule. And I felt like, how many times does this have to get like, dude, I mean, I don't want to. It's probably the wrong thing to say, but I did feel like, OK. Now you should hand the mic to the, you just said we got to leave at a certain time. Anyway, he was laid to rest in Houston yesterday in a private ceremony. Lots of celebrities and notables there. Jimmy Fox was there, Channing Tatum, NFL star J.J. Watt, the mayor of Houston, Sylvester Turner, Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. I saw her talking. She was impassioned. Floyd Mayweather, Congressman Al Green, Bishop James Dixon. Reverend William Lawson, Bill Lawson, they call him, shared some pretty powerful remarks demanding that George Floyd's death not be a fleeting moment, but a catalyst for real change. Is this going to be like so many other movements, a moment of anger and rage and back to business as usual? You could say that because the prejudice and bigoted are not going to change, but we can do some things to change them. The first thing we have to do is clean out the White House. Of course, everyone applauded that. That has to come closer to us than Washington. Our states and counties and cities have to have good leadership, and that means we have to go and vote. So that was a big message. Lawson helped pioneer the civil rights movement in Houston and founded the Wheeler Avenue Baptist Church. Neo was there. Neo, actually, his was very emotional, and people were criticizing him for saying that George Floyd had made a sacrifice. Like, people can't just say, oh, wasn't that a nice song? I guess maybe that's human nature. We just look for things to point at. he, as he was speaking, he sang, and I believe this is a cappella, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so this is Boys to Men, It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday. And Neo, here's a little bit of Neo.
How do I say goodbye to what we had?
Sorry.
The good times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever.
So he, you know, his voice cracks a few times and he actually breaks into, you know, he's crying during this.
Mm-hmm.
And people were, I'm like, really? Are you? He's crying. Like, don't worry about how he sounds. It's about the
oh,
the
people
heart
were
and the
saying
message.
his singing was no good.
I guess, you know, as I'm reading some of the Twitter comments, it was you know, criticizing him for calling George Floyd's death a sacrifice, and it was, you know, just part of what he was saying before he started singing, and then giving him crap for his singing voice, which I mean,
wow.
A, I think he sounds fine. B, he's at a funeral and he's crying. You know.
I feel
lighten
like,
up.
Quite frankly, the online, I mean, it started back in chat rooms and it continues with 4chan and Reddit. And I feel like it's that online and Twitter, it's just the most toxic place you can possibly spend a minute.
It really is, Vin.
It's
just,
you know,
ugly.
What? Some of that comes out of our old sensibilities, which are to just immediately make fun of anything you see. It doesn't matter. That's just sort of the look how funny I can be. I'll just tear this thing to shreds.
Right.
And we've gotten better with that because we're being a little more careful how we, I guess some of us are anyway, but in general online, it's still the Wild West and it's still just toxic and hellacious.
I know. People get so righteous online, like, you know, with the things that they say and the way that they troll people, and some of it is just pure hate, and others, it's like, are you just trying to make yourself feel better? Like,
yeah, that is right.
Yeah, I feel like as I will read something, I mean, honestly, in my own experience, just last week when we did the black squares, and people just have, they just have nothing. It's like, is there no goodness in you? Are you so broken that you can't, you know, like, didn't your mama ever tell you, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all? You know?
What is happening, at least right now, that we're seeing in relation to this subject, though, is that a lot of people are getting themselves fired. And in many cases...
Oh, I'm about to tell you some of that.
Okay, good. Because that's really... That was one of the things, as I was mentioning earlier, I was looking at the news and going, oh my God, that happened. And then you get back to it in a couple hours later, and then another thing, and you go, wow. You know, really, people are outing themselves right and left.
Yep.
And getting, you know, bleep canned for it too, as they probably should. So
I have some of what Neil was saying and why he had the backlash here.
Okay.
50 states are protesting at the same time. This man changed the world. Changed the world for the better. So I just want to personally thank George Floyd for his sacrifice so that my kids can be all right later on. I appreciate the sacrifice, my brother. I genuinely do.
You know, there's no really other way to say it without, you know, you don't want to thank him for dying. You know what I mean? He's saying that.
Well, I was searching for the word yesterday, catalyst. You know, that is it's probably not powerful enough for a funeral, but he very much, his story is the catalyst that got this thing started. And you can see white America is, look, I'm going to tell you, I really wrongfully believed we were beyond a lot of this. And maybe that's because I wanted to. But in my life, there's not a lot of hate and I'm not living that sort of mental, so it's not around me, and I don't assume that, you know, we've done better. But what I would like to see come out of this, the most I've thought about this a lot, is I really want to see my kids' relationships with the community, both black, white, Asian, Mexican, you know, all the people. I want it to be genuine, and I want those people that they're friends with to know that their friendships are real and mm-hmm. not.
Well, I just want systemic racism to be shown for what it is. Like, that was, to me, that was the biggest eye opener, is that I'm like you. Like, I felt like, not that I thought we were beyond it, because certainly we see hateful images fairly regularly. You know, I knew they were, but I thought racist and racism, bad. You know, I'm a good person, so how can I be that? But we're all sort of we are a product of what this country was built on, and the way that it's set up structurally, which is, it's completely racist. And what I want is for my kids to grow up and your kids to grow up and not just, you know, have real relationships with people of color, but to understand why that's important and to see these systems for what they are. And to, you know, I really feel like it wasn't taught. You know, I truly feel like at my age, I should have known all this stuff.
Well, what I think, too, is when people write us and say, how did you not know? And you go, well, I didn't. I guess the truthful answer is I didn't think about it. Because if you
right.
think about a country founded while black people were enslaved.
I didn't think about it because it wasn't convenient.
It's a hard look. Right. Its foundation is built by white men from England.
Well, Europeans. It's everywhere that there are Europeans.
Right.
You know, white Europeans. It's just, this isn't the only place it's happening. It's happening here, you know, in a very visible way right now. But, I mean, Jesus, everywhere we settled and colonized, everywhere, it was on the backs of somebody else. So, listen, I'm not glad that anything happened to George Floyd, but I am certainly, I'm glad that I feel like, you know, the wool was pulled off of my eyes and I'm finally looking at it. I got a long way to go. I think we all do. I want to learn everything. Let's talk about people who got fired.
Okay.
Hooray! This will lighten things up. Oh my God. Bravo just cleaned house. This is the reality star racism roundup. Here we go. There's a show called Vanderpump Rules. I'm going to admit it right now. I've never watched an episode of this. I don't know who's on this.
Nicole.
I know that there's... Oh, Nicole, are you a reality show?
I haven't watched the show in particular. I've seen a couple episodes, but my little sister and my best friend are obsessed with the show.
Okay.
And my friend told me everything about what happened yesterday and explained his theory to me about how, like, you can tell the story, but
let me tell the story and then tell me what the theory, what his theory is.
Yeah,
on this.
Yeah, it's
all
pretty
right.
good.
They fired four people for being racist. Two chicks named Stassi Schroeder and Kristen Doot. Or possibly Dute. They'd been with the show since it premiered in 2013. They got canned after a black former co-star by the name of Faith Stowers revealed some pretty disgusting behavior on their part. This is one example. Back in 2018, after she'd already left the show, Stassi and Kristen called the cops claiming that she fit the description of a woman who was wanted for a string of robberies. She, other than being black, she did not fit the description. She, of course, didn't get into any trouble, and she didn't even talk about it until last week, and that's when Bravo gave them the axe. They also, the two women who were fired, lost endorsement deals. Their publicist dropped them, even though they, quote, apologized. The two other people who got fired from the show are two guys named Max Boyens and Brett Caprioni. They were new to the show this past season, but a bunch of old racist tweets surfaced. And so they cleaned house over there at Bravo. What's the theory that your friend has?
So Vanderpump Rules is based off of a Real Housewife lady, and she owns these restaurants, and all these people work at her restaurants. So my friend thinks that the lady Vanderpump, she wants to get rid of that show to focus on her restaurant in Las Vegas and get a new show. So he thinks that she leaked these stories to the tabloids because that the...
So she's using the temperature in the world
because the tweets, the racial tweets happened about 4 years ago. And then they, Stassi even talked about it on a podcast in depth, like joking about it. That's what my friend was telling me.
So
it's been around for a while. So back then, Bravo should have acted on it. But now, with the climate of everything, they're acting on it now. So that's what my friend's theory is that it's just to get navigate it to a different TV show.
That is, you know, that's absolutely possible, right? Yeah. I mean, people are just will use whatever tools they have laying around them to
exactly
make what they want happen. Not a good week to be a reality TV racist. MTV got rid of D. Wynn over some offensive tweets. She had said, "I don't know why some of you think I'm anti-BLM. I've been saying that since the day I lost my virginity." She also commented on the death of George Floyd, saying, "People die every effing day." She tried to apologize. I'm not even going to bother to read you her apology. It's so weak and so...
Who is this person again?
She's the host of a show.
On MTV.
Yeah.
All right.
They're not going into her... I mean, this is really a roundup here. But she's some kind of host. D. Wynn. Nguyen. However you want to say it. On The Bachelorette, there was I haven't watched that in a few seasons, but there's somebody named Becca Kufrin. There were some controversial comments from her fiance, Garrett. Garrett talked about his support of the police and the Thin Blue Line and said cops were being punished for a crime they didn't commit. Finally, Becca stepped up and, you know, he was not apologizing for any of that, but she said, his comments are tone deaf. I don't align with or agree with them. But she added that she loves him, and to his core, I believe he's a good person. So it's not like she got fired from a show she's already done with, but there's that roundup. And I'll leave you with this. Cops, which has been on the air for 33 seasons, has been dropped by the Paramount Network.
Of the things I saw yesterday. Yeah.
I'm actually glad to hear it. Go ahead.
A guy, this is very sort of obscure, but a guy who works... as a master luthier? Is that the way to say that word? He's a master guitar craftsman. He builds guitars for Fender. Okay. And these guitars can go from anywhere from... And Alan Rosen from Bananas could probably speak to this better, but...
Sure.
This is a guy who... His guitars go from anywhere from $7,000 to probably $30,000 for one. He's like a master luthier, but he posted something... tone deaf and stupid and I'm sure in his mind, you know, hysterical, and they cut him. And Fender put out a big statement saying, "We will not tolerate racism," and he is no longer with us.
Wow.
And that's a dude who'd been there since, I want to say, like 20 plus years. So, but he got himself fired. And you know, the biggest
people are doing it, Vin.
That hit the news yesterday, which I was super sort of interested in, is I believe the guy's name is Bubba Watson, but he's
I have that story coming up. I'll do it. I'll do that at 7 o'clock. But I want to hear your thoughts on that because I don't know anything about the race car world. All right, what's coming up in the news?
News is next.
All right,
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.